murder of the leader of the Afrikaner resistance movement, Eugene Terblanche, drew thousands of sympathizers from across South Africa to his funeral in this conservative farm community. Two black farm workers had been arrested. They were charged with murder amidst a tense face-off between whites and blacks outside the town courthouse.
I want to ask you...
Most white South Africans reject Terblanche's extreme right-wing views, but his death brought a show of support for white farmers who say 3,000 of their group have been killed since the end of apartheid 16 years ago. Academic studies say most farm murders are criminally motivated, but mourners like Kurt Helfer say the killings are meant to drive farmers from their land. Helfer accuses the black-led government of doing nothing to stop them.
We'll have to stand together as one nation, especially all the whites, as it looks like all of our lives are in danger. So we'll definitely have to do something.
Some blame this murder on the youth leader of the ruling African National Congress, Julius Malema, who recently revived an anti-apartheid song with the refrain, "Shoot the Boer," or white farmer. ANC senior leaders have told Malema to drop the song. Emotions are also high in the nearby township, Ching, where labor leaders are hearing the grievances of black farm workers.
It's an issue between an employee and an employer. Because we have seen, and the stats have proven, that farm workers have been persecuted in this province.
The workers complain that some white farmers pay them a fraction of the minimum wage, make them work 7 days a week, beat them, or do not pay them at all. They say the government does nothing about it. Local resident Pule Plachi says the end of apartheid improved race relations, but he says Terblanche's group, known as the AWB, has remained racist.
The relations between blacks and whites, it has been changed. There's a many differences, but they are in fairness talk. People like those are in AWB, they don't want to change.
The frictions go beyond rural communities. In the cities, well-off whites and blacks bunker behind walls, fearing criminals in a society with one of the widest gaps between rich and poor in the world. More than half of young blacks are unemployed, yet young Afrikaners say they cannot find jobs because equal opportunity policies favor the hiring of blacks. Karen Lebone of the Institute of Race Relations says racial tensions have risen in recent years, but relations are still better than under apartheid.
There will never be another race war in South Africa. I think people have learned from the past, and we respect each other enough to go back to the horror of the past.
Nevertheless, Lebone says South African society still carries a legacy of racial hatred, and any incident risks being blown out of proportion. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Ventersdorp, South Africa.